getting back to school. So I hope he addresses those issues when we talk. And of course, he's gonna go into detail about the budget. And then we'll get that budget that night. It'll be sitting on our out front of our office.
Let me just ask you, what do you expect from the Clark County School District? I've only got about 2 minutes. There's this word that there's some sort of memorandum of understanding between the district and the teachers about going to some sort of hybrid system, maybe partially reopening the schools. They're supposed to meet in the next week or so. What do you expect from CCSD?
I expect them to come up with a plan, but again, I'm a little worried about any kind of talk about a hybrid plan. It's nice to get back into school, but sometimes a hybrid plan could be just as messy and just as difficult to work out, especially with parents' rides and just logistics of it. So I imagine that we're going to get teachers who are ready to go back, and then there are going to be some teachers who are going to be making accommodations to stay away, those who are certain categories. That's what I expect.
And will there be enough teachers for each of these groups, the brick and mortar and the online? I mean, I don't know what the mix will be, but doesn't that have to match up?
Yeah, it does. It certainly does, and I hope there is, and I hope that's what they're working on right now. I know the new school board coming in, they've got a lot to put on. You know, there's just a lot on their plate right now. They got a lot to put out.
Be interesting, and
I hope they do, and I hope we get to that point. You know, before I get off, Kevin, I know that we've talked a lot about what's going on in the nation, and I hope a lot of things do settle down for the sake of people who are Americans and would like to get back to living life. You know, that's the most important thing. There's going to be a transfer of power. I'm done with the games. I don't want to, you know, that's what I see a lot on social media, is a lot of games that are being played, demands, and a lot of things like that. I think that most people just want to see everything settle down, get back to a semblance of normalcy. And if you're upset and you're upset about the election, don't wait. Get involved in politics, get involved in running races, get involved in running for elected office. Get more involved. We see a lot of people get involved only during the election time, election period, election season, but be involved more often and have control over what's going on. That's what I would say to folks out there.
And the teletown halls are about to return, are they not?
Yes, we're going to do one on the 18th, which will be a Monday night. It'll be my first day in Carson City, returning back there. I'll be there for the 19th, which I have a meeting in Carson City for, and then, of course, the State of the State. And then we start our finance stuff around the 20th and 21st. So the Finance Ways and Means Committees will be starting then.
Wow.
So I'll have some things to talk about on the 18th with constituents, and then we'll try and do that either once every other week or once a month. We're trying to figure out logistically and financially what we can do.
Very good. Scott, always good to get with you. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do it?
Please give me a text, 702-523-9055, or phone call at that same number, 702-523-9055.
Scott, always great to visit with you. Thanks, man. Be safe out there.
You too. Thanks, Kevin. Bye-bye.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, joining us. Great to have you with us. Coming up, Michael Dougherty. He has battled the government relative to cybersecurity and all of that. We'll talk about big tech. He is an expert in that area. We'll talk with him about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up at 4:33 as we check out our traffic cams right now and look for some congestion as you try to work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. 515 eastbound at Main, that's causing some residual backups on that transition ramp as you're leaving Interstate 15 north to merge on to 515 east. Also some slowing 515 west at Charleston. Some congestion through the resort area of Interstate 15 northbound at Hacienda, south at Sahara. Also, we're getting some slow flows there on the Southern Beltway, 215 east at the airport connector, 215 west at Valley Verde, And those 24/7 lane restrictions, they continue in North Las Vegas. That's 15 North at Lamb.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball now 1-6, 0-2 in Mountain West play as they end up getting swept in a two-game series by Colorado State. That wrapped up on Saturday when they lost 83-80. They lost 74-71 on Thursday, so back-to-back three-point losses against Colorado State, just brutal. UNLV 1-6, 0-2 in league play. They've missed a bunch of games due to COVID-19. They have announced some makeup games, including their next contest. They are going to take on St. Catherine in a game that's going to be coming up tomorrow afternoon. The UNLV women's basketball team, they split their series against Colorado State. They lose on Saturday 67-58. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It has been so long since we had Michael Dougherty on. He is a big tech expert, the CEO of LabMD, a cancer testing laboratory, and he is the founder of the Justice Society, is an author, and an all-around good guy. Michael, how you been, my friend? It's been a long, long time.
Well, I kind of checked out of the media for a while, and I opened up a laboratory business here, and I moved to the Washington, D.C. area, and because I'm a masochist, a sadist, whatever you call that sick thing you do when you like pain. And then now I'm testing COVID patients like crazy and just building my safe little pert so I can attack these good-for-nothing SOBs.
Wow. Now, is this the same LabMD that I go to and I draw blood?
It's called LabMD2. The government destroyed the LabMD. So I rose out of the ashes. I founded LabMD2. And we're a collection center. And all we do, I used to own the big factory. Now I own just the collection center, and we sent it off to a bunch of other labs. So.
Wow. Well, when we came upon this big tech thing, the first guy I thought about was you. You battled for years with the Federal Trade Commission and others in government. And I thought if anybody knows something about not just cybersecurity, but big tech and what's going on right now, it would be Michael Dougherty. What do you make of all? And by the way, for folks that want to catch up, I'd like to catch up. Did you ever finalize your litigation against the FTC?
Well, the FTC lost, and then I went to the 11th Circuit to ask for my feedback. It's called the Equal Access to Justice Act. So we spent about $15 million. And the Equal Access to Justice Act, when you win and kick their tail, you get $850,000. Because that's equal access to justice.
God, that's incredible. That is that. Well, I am glad you won. It was a moral victory, if not right. a financial victory. But hey, but I'm just glad to know how the story ended. But tell me what you make of this. I don't know if you know the owner of Parler here in town, but they're getting screwed big time. By big tech.
Well, I want to fly out and meet that guy because I'm founded a nonprofit called the Justice Society, and we're going to be launching in a few weeks. And I would love to bring lawyers together to sue everyone for what they're doing to him, because this isn't surprising in the sense that this is what the powerful have done for centuries. But the founding fathers knew what power. You know, humans that have power centralized are bullies and narcissists and terrible people. And we have a naive populace where the liberals actually love the dominant, which is bizarre. It's like the 60s if they would have loved Henry Ford. And these and what they did this weekend, what I'm surprised about is their arrogance. But I'm not surprised that they do it, because they think they're saving the world. They think they earn their success. They think they're right, and therefore, and they've got legions of idiots that follow them like the Pied Piper. And so for them to, I mean, it's appalling. What's scaring to me, though, is I happen to know how terrible judges can be and how activistic the judges can be and how infiltrated the judicial system is with activists that sit on their hands if they see a case they don't want. And so I think, you know, it's so critical that Parler be fought for, because, again, if Americans don't understand that everyone has their right to free speech, even if they disagree with you, we're in deep trouble. And what scares me more is the people that aren't furious in greater numbers outside the conservative movement. I want to see people that are outside the conservative movement and ask why they're not furious.
Oh, exactly. And what to me was most heinous, at least from my perspective, and I'm not a big tech guy. Yeah, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all of that, but I'm not a big user. But you know what? It was how blatant this was. I mean, they didn't even try and dress this thing up or even put lipstick on a pig. It was just awful, and they did it as if to say, this is the way we do business.
And you want to know why? Because the Lincoln Project, which is Kellyanne Conway's husband's thing, you know, so this is rhinos. Just don't go blame the liberals, folks. This is Republican establishment rhinos that hated Trump. Only that evil lot would think up lawyer intimidation. So they have, I mean, you want to talk, we're at a war here, and the people on our side don't even know bombs are coming in until after they explode. And they're sitting here, they diffused all the law firms. They are going after with pitchforks and torches and machetes to scalp lawyers or law firms that work with anybody in Parler or the Trump administration or Touch. That's what they want to do. And this is, again, this is against every fabric that this country was built on. And the fact that so many people don't understand this is the true terror.
Again, Michael Dougherty joining us, big tech expert, the founder of the Justice Society. He'd like to help Parler, and I hope you do. I know people say, well, this isn't the government. The First Amendment is about the government, you know, denying you your free speech. You say this is different?
Well, you know, I saw someone write that from Boston University actually this morning, and I was like, really? So I guess that means that if you have a private company, you can discriminate any way you want. You know, there's no laws protecting our constitutional rights in private enterprises. Oh, yeah, free speech. Oh, that's only if you're outside. So discrimination, I guess, is only if you're not in a private enterprise. Private enterprise can do whatever the heck they want. Is that what we're saying? I mean, really? It's ridiculous. But that's fine. You want to play legal. I mean, the law isn't moral. And lawyers aren't moral. They sell that they are, but they're not. They're about the law. And that's where the, and so when you have untrustworthy judges and lazy lawyers, you have immorality happen in the law. And that's what's going here, because they're already, the whole justification is so flippant and quick. You've got a company that's being attacked for no reason, and we all know it, other than they might be a place for this crowd to move. They're at war with the people that want the platform, so they destroyed the platform. And they vilify it like they've got the right to do so, and they hide behind, it's a private company, I can do whatever I want. Really? So, you know, there's a lot of ways to go after them other than that legal argument, like torturous interference of business practice. Really, where's the due process? I want to get them sued and get into discovery. So, and they know they'd lose. So what do? They make sure that you can't get a lawyer. That's how bad this is. When they're attacking the entire legal establishment, and the legal establishment is fine with it, that's why we have jumped the shark. Can you believe a bunch of lawyers not want to take a case for money?
With billions involved, billions of dollars involved. So like restraint of trade, tortious interference, those would all be at least tactics.
Antitrust. Defamation. I mean, they've absolutely defamed this thing. I mean, they've defamed them. I mean, it's hilarious. Where is there any evidence? And I'd like to, and then I would just give anything to put that idiot that runs Twitter on the stand. Because he's such a narcissist, you know, he'd be outraged. He can lie like crazy to Congress. So being on the stand, he needs a real dose of, like, where's your evidence? And can you tell us about the child pornographers you enable? Can you tell us about the terrorists that you enable? Can you tell us about what you do to protect pedophilia? Can you tell us about child trafficking? If you're so moral, and you're going to go attack everyone, could we please see your attack log of who else you've attacked?
Wow.
And what proof do you have? So we go after Parler for what? It's purely taking out the competition and trying to attack people. And the Americans better wake up, because don't expect Congress to have a fit. You gave them the royal flush. They're not even inaugurated yet, and you're getting it jammed right down your throat. So, you know, all you stupid people that voted Democrat to be nice, you're going to go down the same toilet, folks. This isn't us versus them. You just empowered, you know, the grand illusion.
Hey, Michael,
you get what you deserve,
Michael,
except it's going to hurt all of us.
Can you stick with me for just a couple of minutes? I need to take a quick break, and then I want to come back. Okay, and I want to figure out what it is all of us, people, voters, can do to help Parler. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation.
They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Michael Dougherty joining us, the big tech expert and founder of the Justice Society. Final 90 seconds. What is it that people should be doing? Is this a write your congressman thing or what?
You don't write your congressman. Don't even waste your time. You call your congressman and understand how the game is played. And the game is played by counting the phone calls. So you can talk for 10 seconds or 10 minutes and you're still counted. You call the staff office. You called in D.C. You say, I am furious about Parler. Do not allow my constitutional rights to be done. And just scare them. You have to scare them. This is all about fear. They constantly live in fear. And right now, these powers that be in this country, you let them know they can get away with something, they'll keep doing it. We've taught the powers that be now is that to campaign for president, you can hide, not say anything. And that we'll watch television that just tells us what we want to hear, and we love roadkill. And we'll also hide when we see terrible things happen to others as long as it doesn't hurt us. If that all keeps going on, then it's going to only get worse until people get really crazy. And now you see who, you know, you have to take the pain of getting off these platforms. You got to get off Twitter. You got to get off Facebook. You got to build the momentum. You'll live without it. There'll be other ones, and you have to teach these people a lesson. And unless we all do that, that won't happen. And again, it's not just Democrats and liberals, folks. It's really people in the power grid. Wow. And they just happen to be Democrats and liberals in the tech because they're wealthy, educated when they're young, get their money when they're young, have no real experience. They don't know what it's like to be impoverished or have a bad day. So,
Michael, I hate to say this, but we're running out of time. I got a hard break coming up. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again soon because this problem, I have a feeling this problem is not going away.
Yeah, right. But good talking to you, my friend.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Take Dougherty care. Joining us, the founder of the Justice Society. Google the Justice Society. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your healthcare sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The year 2030 is a pivotal year for U.S. demographics. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2017 national population projections, by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65. What does that mean for those getting ready to retire now? For answers, we turn to America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think of that?
Well, Steve, it's all about having a proper plan, isn't it? I mean, we look at, will we putting money, we sock money into 401ks or wherever, individual stock market, whatever we're doing to try to build money for retirement. If you are doing that, now I'm speaking your language. If you're not, it's time to start because most companies don't have pensions anymore. So we have to build our own pension. Building our own personal pension, very important. We call it pension maximization. Based on the money we've put away in our 401ks and the money that we put in the market or whatever, we have lump sums. I call that a lump sum time bomb because we really don't know what that lump sum can translate to as far as a lifetime income that neither us or our spouse can outlive. Steve, that's the most important thing for peace of mind in retirement or approaching retirement is knowing that we have income that's going to be there all the way through retirement. Way too many folks listening don't have this done. Every single time we meet with folks, about 5 out of 6 people have never heard about this. So let's make sure to get that pension maximization plan. You can also do it yourself if you want. You go to wealthreportcard.com, but we'll do it for you in a 22-step process behind the scenes. We start with a blank piece of paper. We design a plan based on what you want, need, and desire, based on what you put aside. The next 10 people who call, Steve, this is over $1,000 value, because I'm going to give you a box set and a set of books as well. $1,000 value to get that peace of mind taken care of, no cost right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So Michael Dougherty has put out the feelers, I guess, on this radio program to the parlor people out in Henderson. And we'll see where this goes. I don't know. Let's see. Coming up in our next hour, Andrew Campanella will join us, the president of National School Choice Week. Also, Governor Sisolak will speak about COVID-19 and the vaccine distribution. We are one of the least vaccinated states in the country. Why the hell is it? I hope he has some answers. We'll talk with you coming up in our next hour as well. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.